I'm JP Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting with Austin Froning. He's a member of Davison County's Stand Up and Smile 4-H Club. He's been a member for 8 years, but you've been involved in 4-H as such almost all your life. How is that?
Great, actually. I love 4-H.
And how did you get started in 4-H?
I was thinking about joining up for the Scouts or something in that order. And I didn't, since my grandma was a leader there, she just taught me how to enroll in 4-H, and I love it.
Now, this has been a most unusual year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on 4-H activities. So, Austin, how did the cancellation of numerous 4-H events impact you and your club?
We couldn't go to our meetings. We couldn't do club activities. We couldn't even meet up anywhere.
How important is having in-person meetings to a 4-H club?
In my opinion, it is very important, because if the email, you don't receive it, or even if you don't get all the information, you won't be able to, you won't understand.
So socialization is a very, very important part to a good 4-H club and events, correct?
Yes.
So tell us about some of the 4-H projects and activities that you were able to do on your own.
I got to draw a flash drawing. That's my most favorite one. He's a superhero. And I got to do with drip painting, where you put a canvas and you put paint on it, and then you spin it around. That one was a good one. I've done a lot of 4-H projects this year.
I know that at times when you don't have, club meetings and things like that, it's kind of tough to get answers to questions regarding your projects. During this time, where did you turn to get advice?
I turned to my leaders and sometimes YouTube if I couldn't figure out a project.
So the internet played an important role in you being able to get answers?
Yes.
Was that the most challenging part of working on your own, having to work to find answers?
Yeah, I've got them from emails. I've got them from YouTube videos, a whole bunch of places.
Okay. Now, at this point, the state fair is scheduled to go on as planned. Do you plan on entering anything, any projects in the state fair this year?
In my opinion, probably not, because since they're not going to be judged, what's the point in bringing them there?
So you would really appreciate the opportunity to sit down across the table from a judge and have your project judged that way. I guess they call that conference judging.
Yeah, it's a lot easier because, once if you can't fit all the information that you want to say on that piece of paper.
Now, how has 4-H helped you pass the time during the pandemic?
It has helped me from being bored. I just hop on the computer, look at Pinterest, and look for projects to do.
And you've been involved in 4-H for 8 years now. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I think I might do something with electricity, or I might try doing construction, something in that order, something different, something that I haven't tried yet.
Austin, one final question. And that is, if someone approached you and asked why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
4-H, in my opinion, gives you more credit, or it gives you like an understanding of how life is. The harder you work, the more you'll get rewarded in the end. And it's pretty fun. You can do a whole bunch of cool projects that you wouldn't even have known existed.
And my guest today has been Austin Froning, an 8-year member of the Stand Up and Smile 4-H Club in Davison County. I'm JP Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.